On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Dr. Michael Rydelnik joins us. He served as the Vice President, Academic Dean, and Professor of Jewish Studies and Bible at Moody Bible Institute, and is retired from that role. He continues to be the host and Bible teacher on Open Line with Dr. Michael Rydelnik, answering listener Bible questions on over 325 stations nationwide. The son of Holocaust survivors, he was raised in an observant Jewish home in Brooklyn, New York. As a high school student, Michael became a follower of Jesus the Messiah and began teaching the Bible almost immediately and writing books. We're going to be talking a little bit about the content from his book, How Should Christians Think About Israel? A Quick Guide to God's Covenants, Biblical Prophecy, and the Jewish People. So hopefully you're prepared to take notes as we welcome Dr. Michael Rydelnik onto ABQ Connect. Doctor, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's start. You know, you and I, you know, we've got two segments today as far as time. And I just, you know, in the time we spent talking off the air and looking at your resume, just a portion of your resume, man, we could spend a lot more time. But I would like to ask, what prompted you to write this book? And with that, you know, is it a timely, is this something I could have written this anytime, really? Or is it timely?
Well, I've written books in the past about Israel and the Jewish people. There's a book that's still out called Understanding the Arab-Israeli Conflict. And so there are books I've written about that. It just so happened that this summer there was that situation with Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson, where they were being Tucker really challenged Ted Cruz's view that God calls Christians to bless the Jewish people, and wondered even if Jewish people are related to the people of the Bible. And about 2 days later, Moody Publishers came to me and said, we want a really quick book, something really fast.
quick is what's making me laugh, but
yeah, I'd like to address this as, so the book's only about 100 pages and it's small and it's easy to read, but they wanted something to address this. And, they first said, can you do 10,000 words? I said, yes. Can you do 15? Yeah. How about 20? And so it ended up at 23,000 words, and they gave me a month, and that was it. It was to speak to this issue, because what they said was, this is not going to stop. This is only going to get more extreme, and we really need to understand this biblically, not based on the news, not what the last news report says, but what does the Bible say? And so that's what I did, and they were right. I mean, this book is very timely. It's one of the biggest issues out there right now. What does the Bible say about the people of Israel, the land of Israel, the Jewish people in general, the modern state of Israel? Is there anything that we can learn from Scripture about how to understand that?
Yeah. You know, I want to tease my first question. And before I look for an answer, I want to address something else. But I'm going to tease the question, are Jews related to the biblical kingdom of Israel and the ancient Jewish people of the Scriptures? We're going to get to that. But in regards to timeliness and the interview you mentioned with Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson, conversations like that and this coming up, is it a cyclical thing? I guess that's a simple enough question. Is it a cyclical, you know, is this nothing new under the sun? We've been here before.
Well, it does appear that there are a number of podcasters that are embracing a more openly anti-Semitic attitude. It's influencing a lot of Christians. I began to wonder, you know, my parents were survivors, and I was raised knowing all about anti-Semitism, but I never dreamed I would see a resurgence of hatred of the Jewish people as I have seen in the last couple of years. And I'm convinced that there was a physician who wrote a book a number of years ago, a Messianic Jewish physician by the name of Arthur Kack, K-A-C. In it, he talked about how hatred of the Jewish people is endemic, meaning it's a disease that lies under the surface at all times, and that periodically it just comes up to the surface and it reaches pandemic or epidemic proportions. And I think he's right. I think what has happened in the last 2 years with the attack by Hamas on Israel, and then even before Israel responded, there were people way on the radical left criticizing Israel as being at fault for the attack by Hamas. And then very quickly, people on the extreme right joined in. And it has given permission, I think, particularly because a number of podcasters have left mainstream media, and now they can express their real opinions, and they are saying things that are so anti-Jewish that they would have never said prior to leaving the mainstream media. And that is giving a lot of people out there who hear them permission to speak up and be more bold in their previously quiet feelings about disdain for the Jewish people.
Okay, so more tease. I am going to get to that question, but you bring up something that I think that you can really well address. Can you separate anti-Semitism from, you know, people hear this podcast, like we've mentioned a couple of times with Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson, and then maybe because of a lack, you know, maybe because of ignorance, I don't mean ignorance in a bad way. I mean, ignorance, they just don't know. They have questions, real questions. And when they go to ask the questions, and with the heart of, I want to know what I need to do to be on God's side on this, to be in his will. How important is it to ask the question right? And how important is it, the person being asked, to be prepared to receive it in the heart that it was intended? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it feels like walking a minefield.
No. Well, I don't think that's the issue. I think you can tell when someone has a hostile attitude. They're not. A lot of people say, I'm just asking questions, but what they're not doing is just asking questions.
Right.
But there are people who, an example, we have a neighbor who we walk dogs with. And a couple times my wife said to her something about 10/7, which was the date that Hamas attacked Israel. Right.
In 2023. Yeah.
She said, you keep saying 10/7. What is that? And of course, my wife had to explain to her what that was. And, oh, yeah, now I know what you're talking about. And they had this great conversation. It was, and this is a person who is a follower of Jesus, loves Jesus, but she just didn't know what to think. And she had all these questions. Well, are the Jewish people related to the Jewish people of the Bible and things like that? And of course, those are answered, I think, in the book, and they are questions that are sincere and need to be answered. That's why I wrote the book. On the other hand, there are people who have this little book is being advertised extensively by Moody on social media. And so I get to see all these ads pop up on social media, and then I see the comments. And most of the comments are very positive. The book's been received really well. I'm really grateful to God for that. However, there is a hostile, angry supersessionism or replacement theology that's just hateful of Jewish people, hateful because they don't believe, say there's no hope for Jews, that they are satanic people, and they, without ever reading the book, they're attacking it like that.
Yeah.
That to me is, I just want to say to them, well, just read the book, you know, before you know for sure that I'm wrong, give it a chance, read it, you know? But that's not just asking questions. That's that endemic hatred of Jewish people coming out.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and I've teased it and you addressed it a little bit. Are Jews related to the biblical kingdom of Israel? and the ancient Jewish people of the scriptures.
Yeah, I think that there's no question that the Jewish people have maintained, till modern times, a very isolated community, kept themselves separate, always didn't intermarry very much because they weren't allowed. Since the church took over in the West and Islam took over in the East, it's not like there was a lot of intermarriage. So Jewish people maintained their distinctiveness throughout those generations. Today, one of the things that people are alleging is that Jewish people are not really descended from the people of Israel in the Bible, because they are in actuality descendants of the Khazars, a medieval group, a Turkic Ukrainian people who converted en masse to Judaism in the 8th century. And that therefore all Jews today are really Turkic Ukrainians and not related to the Jewish people of the Bible. That's actually, I hear that quite a bit. It's an absolute falsehood. Not true. At best, there were some in the Khazar kingdom in the nobility that converted, but even that's questionable. What we know is DNA samples have shown that Jewish people from the Mediterranean world, Jewish people from the Middle East, from the Arab world, and Jewish people from Europe all have the same root. They all come from the same Middle Eastern root. It shows that they are genetically tied together. We also know lexically that the language of the Jewish people, for example, the Sephardim that came out of Spain, that's the Hebrew word for Spanish, Sephardim, the Spanish Jews speak a language. Hebrew was a holy language that was reserved for prayer, for study. But they took the Hebrew letters and they made the language called Ladino. The German Jews in Europe, they took German, but they wrote it with Hebrew letters and they included Hebrew with it. They had all these words that were rooted in Hebrew and German, or which is Yiddish, that language, and then Ladino. But here's the point. There's no Turkic Ukrainian words in any of these languages. So no, there would be lexical remnants if that had happened, but it didn't happen. And the persecution of Jewish people kept Jewish people distinct and separate. So yes, they are genetically related, descendants of the people of Israel in the Bible. The question then is today, is the modern state of Israel the same as the kingdom of Israel in the Bible? Well, here's what I would say about that. There's some differences. Old Testament, Israel was a theocracy. Today, it's secular. In the Old Testament, Israel was a monarchy. Today, it's a democracy. But in the Old Testament, Israel was the nation state of the people who descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Jewish people. Today, what is Israel? It's the nation state of the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the people of Israel. And so in that sense, it is uniquely tied to the ancient kingdom of Israel, because it remains the nation state of the Jewish people.
Yeah. And to those that would say, well, is this the land that God promised to Israel, to the Jewish people? And for those who do not know, this is a very small, what we have today is a very, very, very small part of what God promised.
What the future holds. Jews. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hey, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Dr. Michael Rydelnik. He's the author of How Should Christians Think About Israel? A Quick Guide to God's Covenants, Biblical Prophecy, and the Jewish People. We're only getting a taste of what's found in this 23,000 word booklet. Is that fair to say book?
It's a little book. It's a little bit more than a booklet, a little less than a book.
So. Okay, but a great resource. You may be able to fit in your back pocket. But, you know, the other thing I mentioned before we go to a break, Dr. Rydelnik, is you hosting Open Line. And actually, as our listeners are savvy to Christian media, is there a place where... when they're not listening to KLYT, they can either find archived broadcasts of your show or check it out live streaming online?
Sure, they can stream it online by going to openlineradio.org, openlineradio.org, and there's also an archive there of past programs for about a year and a half. And then also you can get the Moody Radio app, which is free, and it has all the different programs on the Moody Radio Network. You can listen at your leisure, and there's about a year and a half of Open Line programs. You can even listen live Saturday mornings. Let's see. You're about 2 hours behind, so I would say
Mountain time. Yes.
Yeah, 8 to 10 every Saturday morning. People from all over the country call with their questions about the Bible, God, and the spiritual life. And because I taught Jewish studies for so many years, it seems there's a lot of questions about Jewish people in Israel as well.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a break. Dr. Rydelnik, can you stay with us?
Sure. Looking forward to it.
Okay, we're going to come back, and we got a couple more great questions just to whet people's appetite for picking up the book. We'll come back after this on ABQ Connect. ABQ Connect. Oh, we continue our conversation with Dr. Michael Rydelnik. He is the author of How Should Christians Think About Israel? A Quick Guide to God's Covenants, Biblical Prophecy, and the Jewish People. Thanks for staying with us, Dr. Rydelnik.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll get through a couple more questions here before we turn you loose. One of the questions we wanted to ask was, are Jewish people only God's people of yesterday, or do they have an ongoing place in God's plan?
Well, I think that's so interesting because, you know, people say, one of the most frequent comments without reading the book people have about the book is that Christians are the chosen people, not the Jewish people. But when you look at the book of Romans, it answers both your questions. One is that Jewish people remain beloved and chosen even today, even though most don't believe in Jesus. If you look at Romans chapter 11, I think Paul was dealing with sort of an incipient beginnings of this idea that the church has replaced Israel. And this is why he takes the time in Romans 9 through 11 to correct that and say, no, that's not true. And it says in Romans 11, 28, regarding the gospel, they, in the context there is talking about the Jewish people, are enemies for your advantage. So they are not enemies of God, but enemies of the good news. And it's to the advantage of the Gentile Christians in Rome. Why? Because when Jewish people rejected the message, it went out to the Gentiles, and that's why they came to the Lord. But then he says, regarding election, election's just a big word. Some versions translate it regarding being chosen. And that's really what election means, regarding chosenness. They are loved because of the patriarchs. That refers back to the Abrahamic covenant that God gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are loved. Love is in scripture isn't an emotion always. Sometimes it's the language of choice. Jacob have I loved. I chose Jacob. Esau have I hated. I rejected Esau. And so what this is saying is Jewish people remain, even in unbelief, chosen and beloved since God's gracious gifts and calling are irrevocable. So that's one verse. Are Jewish people, do they still have a special place with God? Yes. And then in the same passage, it talks about, it warns in Romans, just a paragraph before, not to be conceited, arrogant toward the branches. And don't be unaware, don't be ignorant of this mystery, that this partial hardening of the Jewish people, because there's always going to be some Jewish people who believe, just like I do. I'm Jewish, raised in an observant Jewish home, Holocaust survivor parents, and yet I've come to the Lord. And then at one time, when the full number of Gentiles come in, then all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The liberator, the redeemer, will come from Zion. What this is saying is that there's going to come a time when the nation of Israel, facing the nations surrounding it, described in Zechariah 12 and Zechariah 14, and feeling they will finally turn in faith to Jesus the Messiah. They will call for him to deliver them. And then all Israel, all the Jewish people, who call in faith to him will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. So there's not just a present aspect of Jewish people. There's a future aspect. They will come to know the Lord. They will be part of that messianic kingdom. In fact, Jesus is going to reign from Jerusalem over these Jewish believers, the nation as a whole. You know, I don't think it's 100%. It's 99.44% of the nation will turn in faith to Jesus. And then the scriptures say in Deuteronomy that I'll make you the head, not the tail. And the central people in that messianic kingdom will be the Jewish people. It says in Zechariah 8:23, that 10 men from every nation at that time will grasp the garment of a Jew and say, let us go with you, for God is in your midst. That's when Jewish people will fulfill their calling. Jewish people were called to be a nation of priests, according to Exodus 19, to mediate the knowledge of God to the world. In the Messianic kingdom, when Jesus is reigning, they will be the ones mediating that knowledge, bringing people to worship the King.
Yeah, and this is the church needs to understand who the covenants that you mentioned God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I should say made with Abraham and reminded
them to Isaac and Jacob.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And really, why Christians need to care about, not only the Jewish people that we read about in the Bible, but the Jewish people we mentioned today, you addressed, who they are, and why Christians need to not only care about them, but, their homeland, which we touched on as well. Any more on that?
Well, yeah, I think that's so important that Christians care about the Jewish people. I have been struck by how many people are angry at Jewish people for unbelief. And I look at what the Apostle Paul has to say. And he says, brothers, Romans 10:1, my heart's desire and prayer to God concerning them is for their salvation. Yeah. And he says in Romans 9, that he says something so striking that he testifies, he swears in the name of Jesus, basically, I speak the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience is testifying to me with the Holy Spirit that I have intense sorrow and continual anguish in my heart. I could almost wish to be cursed and cut off from the Messiah for the benefit of my brothers. You know what he's saying? If it would only make it possible, I would go to a Christless hell, eternity apart from God, if it would mean that my people could believe. That's how much he cared. It's not anger. It's not hostility. It was deep concern and love and sorrow. And I think that's what we need today. Also, when we look at what's going on with Israel, it is the most misunderstood, most mistreated nation, I believe, by the nations. And Israel is doing its best to, for example, this is not in the book, but this is something that I am convinced of. Israel is subject to blood libels. Israel does all they can to save innocent life and preserve Palestinians, and yet they're still accused of doing all sorts of evil things and intentionally going after civilians. That's just not true. And so I think we have to be concerned and learn the facts and speak up and stand with the people that God cares about so much.
Well, I'm sure there are those that are listening that have more questions than we've addressed here. Is there an email or a place? I don't know if you have it on the website for Open Line. Is there anywhere the listener can go I guess they could actually participate in the show.
Yeah.
How would you encourage them?
If you have a question, just go to openlineradio.org. Openlineradio.org. You get to that website and scroll down, you'll see a link that says Ask Michael a question, and you can just put your question right there.
All right. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we've been visiting with Dr. Michael Rydelnik, the host of Open Line with Dr. Michael Rydelnik, and the author of How Should Christians Think About Israel? A Quick Guide to God's Covenants, Biblical Prophecy, and the Jewish People. I imagine, Doctor, that's available wherever they go and look for their books, probably including through Moody.
Yeah, moodypublishers.com or your favorite online bookseller or your local Christian bookstore. I even saw one at a major bookstore, secular bookstore, just the other day when I was out. shopping.
Love it.
So, yeah.
Well, I tell you, this is our first introduction. I've enjoyed our time, and God willing, next time I'm there or you're around here, I'd welcome the opportunity to hang out and talk more, or do it here like we did today. Invite, Doctor. You're always welcome. Great. Back on to ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much, Steve. Really appreciate it.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.